Chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Make two shofarim of silver, of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tent of the appointed times. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppressed you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your power, and you shall be rescued from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your shalom offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your power. I am Yahweh your power. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tent of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Musa. In the first place went the banner of the camp of the children of Yehudah according to their armies, and over to his host was Nachshon, the son of Amminadav, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Yisachar was Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tent was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tent. And the banner of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elizur, the son of Shedur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Shimon was Shlumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of God was Eliasaph, the son of Duel. And the Kohathi set forward, bearing the set-apart items of the inner sanctuary, and the others did set up the tent before their arrival. And the banner of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward, according to their armies, and over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamliel, the son of Pedahuzur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Avidan, the son of Gideoni. And the banner of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was a rearward of all the camps throughout their hosts. And over his host was Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pegiel, the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus were the journey of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Musa said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midiani, Musa's father-in-law, We are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it to you. You come with us, and we will do you good, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives. And he said, Leave us not, I petition you, for as much as you know how we are to camp in the wilderness, and you may be to us our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness Yahweh shall do to us, the same will we do to you. And they departed from the mount of Yahweh, 3 days' journey. And the ark of the contract of Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahweh was upon them by day, and they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Musa said, Rise up, Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the many thousands of Israel.